Mr. President, India congratulates you on the assumption of this important responsibility of the presidency of the 23rd Annual Conference of the High Contracting Parties to the amended Protocol 2 to the CCW. We assure you of India's full support and cooperation. Mr. President, India is fully committed to the CCW and is a signatory to all the 5 protocols of the CCW, including the amended Protocol 2. India attaches high priority to the full implementation of the amended Protocol 2, as well as its universalization. We have fulfilled all our obligations under the amended Protocol 2 related to inter alia, the non-production of non-detectable mines, as well as rendering all our anti-personnel mines detectable. India also submits its national annual reports in a timely manner. The amended Protocol 2 strikes a fine balance between humanitarian concerns on landmines and legitimate defense requirements, particularly of states with long borders such as India. We believe that the availability of militarily effective alternative technologies that can perform the defensive function of anti-personnel landmines and a change in conventional warfighting philosophy will facilitate the achievement of this goal. India attaches importance to developing and sharing of technologies to protect civilians against the indiscriminate use of mines, as well as for mine clearance. Information regarding our obligations under the amended Protocol 2 are regularly disseminated to our armed forces, and our military courses of instruction and training manuals cover the subject at appropriate levels. Mr. President, India has suffered the scourge of the use of IEDs by armed non-state actors, causing casualties of both combatants and civilians. India supports the amended Protocol 2 as an appropriate framework for addressing the issue of IEDs. Our centers of excellence on mines and IEDs remain abreast of the latest developments on IED design, development, and proliferation, as well as the global threat mitigation efforts to minimize the IED contaminated areas. India believes that discussions on IEDs with special focus on clearance in urban environment will be beneficial. Mr. President, India's ratification of the Convention on Rights of Persons with Disabilities underscores the importance we attach to victim assistance. India stands ready to contribute towards capacity building, victim assistance, and technical cooperation, both under the UN mandate as well as on a bilateral basis. India, as a leading contributor to UN peacekeeping operations, has extended assistance to international demining and rehabilitation efforts. India has trained mine clearance teams which have undertaken mine clearance tasks in several countries. In the last 5 years, India's Center of Excellence for Counter IED has imparted training in mine clearance and explosives disposal to over 500 personnel from various countries. We have also undertaken specialist training on counter IED, bomb disposal, and demining operations with numerous partner countries, including Australia, Cambodia, Indonesia, and Uzbekistan. We remain committed to further capacity building and assistance to countries upon their request. India has also hosted a multinational exercise on demining and unexploded ordnance in 2019, and an international National Security Guard seminar on counter IED in 2020, which were well received by various foreign delegates. We are confident that our meeting today will have a successful outcome under your able leadership and guidance. The full version of this statement will be made available on the CCW portal. I thank you, Mr. President.